Pablo.
Hello.
So
Hi, Sergey.
we're going to talk about photography. And usually when people do photographs, they take pictures of friends, family, places, objects. But we're going to talk about taking photos of what's still invisible.
Right. Yes, it's a very interesting topic, I think.
Yeah, and so you have done a lot of that.
Yes, although I would not call it invisible, I would probably call it in a better way, paying attention, being present, and being present in the moment, and being completely aware on your surroundings.
So do you want to talk a little bit about what happens, how you got to doing this, or how
I think it was very important for me that my late grandfather, a dermatologist, a doctor, gave me a camera when I was 11 years old, a Rolleiflex 1961, and he gave me this, what I call a discovery tool into reality when I was very young. And he didn't say anything. He didn't say, don't lose it, don't sell it, don't. He just gave it to me, and I looked at this machine, and I just wanted to learn everything about looking through the lens of this wonderful, magical machine. So I started on a very early age, looking at reality in my own world. And then that led me to always be on the look for the way I saw reality, and that gave me, I think, a sense, a very, what I think is a very important sense of identity. And that's how I started.
So, when he gave you that camera, it was like an entry point, an invitation to look and find your own way of looking and discovering.
That's right. It was I became completely grateful for me as to be able to have my own look at things in the world, my own world, and to be in awe to and also the fact that I could record things that I saw that were fleeting, that were gone, and that I came to understand that to me that was magic. It was the medium had a very interesting thing that I called mysterious. It had a mystery of the reality I was living, and I think later in life I equated that to some sort of spirituality that was not material, because as you know, photography, once you take a picture, it becomes past. It becomes memory. It stops being. You have the material of the image or the picture, but all the memories and all that becomes a spiritual connection to that. So photography has so many different avenues for looking at it, and I just became thrilled by this possibility, endless possibilities of being creative.
So what you're talking about is that The camera itself gives you an opportunity to look by framing, by choosing something. But then once you have the photo itself is kind of an entry point into spirituality.
Yeah, into a connection with others. It might be nature, it might be people, it might be things that human beings have made, and a connection with what I call my inner being, because one is always choosing what to photograph or what not to photograph or what you pay attention or not. So this connection was very strong, has been very strong in me, and I think it's has allowed me to at times in life when living in big cities, for example, one gets disconnected, and this is a very important topic to be, one gets disconnected from your source, from your soul, from your spirit, from your heart. This connection to me became very important, and I became aware of it through photography, interestingly enough. So whenever I felt that I wasn't feeling well, for example, all I had to do was just go and take some pictures. I know it sounds simple, but it's not simple, you know. So then I made the switch from being in cities to really make that connection with nature. And because we are nature, we feel good when we are in nature. And then photography became self-conscious way of me being one with what I was doing, and that became very important. And I never knew I had always been an artist, and photography, I think, allowed me to really take risks and take. And it has always been a gamble to do photography in the way I want to do it, and it's a window, it's an avenue into so, yeah.
What you were explaining is that so for instance, when you're feeling bad, going to take pictures is not just about taking a picture of something out there. But the act of taking the picture is your process of connecting with your inside, with your inner being.
Of course, it was never a conscious way of doing it, but it was happening all through my teenage years and all through my adolescence. You know, it was always this link that I now see after, you know, being older, that I see that I had established myself with that. I never thought, it was never conscious in me that was happening. I remember, yeah, and that was, I think that was very interesting. For almost 40 years I've been photographing, and I know that's my health. That's my healthy activity as an artist, to do that, especially in nature. Like everything in life, I think there are some things that are completely destiny. And one of those things that became my destiny, aside from having a camera at an early age to express my creativity, was also the connection with nature. I was born in Mexico City, and at 15 I became an exchange student in the Upper Peninsula in Michigan, where nature is just the most wonderful, beautiful thing in the fall, especially in the month of September. And I was just and I and I think that was my entry point into nature. In Mexico City, you don't have that nature. I didn't have access to that nature. So in Michigan, we would go canoeing. We would be in nature. The wonderful color of the trees and the skies. Again, I was 15 years old, and I was recording all that. And I would have never known that was going to be now a constant in my life. So I was choosing, or I wasn't really choosing. My inner being was choosing that was what I wanted to, what I was drawn to. And so at an early age, I knew exactly what type of photography I wanted to do.
Yeah. So what you're drawn to, what kind of photography you want to do. So how does it, is it something where you walk around and you see something and you say, oh, this is the kind of thing I like? Or is it sometimes things that are very different from other patterns?
You know, creativity is very interesting, and it has a mystery to me. It always has had a mystery, creating and creativity, and sometimes I don't really want to be analytical about how it happens. Because I don't know, a strange belief that if I really understand all the nuts and bolts of how creativity works, then I'm not going to be able to keep doing it. So maybe if I was a psychologist or a therapist, I would be probably good at it, but I wouldn't be doing the creative process. So I don't know. It's really a mystery how it happens. I just have some clues, and it's I think that's the spiritual side of art. I think. In a way, there are so many things we don't understand, and I wish I could explain how it goes and step by step, but it's always different, you know. I think it's important to grow and to evolve. But when I'm doing it, the mind is quiet. I have an empty mind somehow, and I'm present. I'm paying attention, present. And I think that those are very important points. And also, and then what happens then, I don't know. It's a complete mystery, you know. Complete mystery how mm-hmm. that goes on. Yeah.
But so, yeah, that you certainly have not, you know, a sense of wanting to kill the process by analyzing it, but that what feels clear to you is that's a moment where you're present and you're engaged with what you do and your mind is clear.
The mind has completely stopped. There's no past or future, and there's a complete alignment somehow, if you want to call it an alignment to your spirit, to your heart yearning, to all that, and the mind has stopped. It's on the back. It's you're just somehow, by years of practice, or by you're like in some sort of concentration or zone, or I don't know what could be, but I'm very grateful that making art and making photographs has allowed me to be who I am, and also to heal what we all heal in life, because it puts me into that position of being with no mind, present and on the moment, solving and doing everything on the moment.
Yeah,
So
yeah, yeah.
I could not be more grateful for that, and that because at times in life we need that connection, and then if you have the connection with nature, then you are there. You know, there's you're in a very good place. It's not easy to get there, but that's part of the job.
So what you were saying, you know, it's not easy to get there, and it's like it's something that you get there now because of all the practice and all the you know the engagement you've had, so it becomes second nature to you. It comes in. Do you have a sense of recollection of how it was and how it progressively became more easy to get in that state of being present? Is that something that changed at a certain point, or did it become, was it gradual?
That's a good question. I think it became, it was definitely something that became gradual. My first recollection some sort of spirituality, I had it like when I was 12 or 13, thinking about, you know, what has created all this life, what is God, or all that. And then when I was 18 at university, I remember a book landed on my hands, about this Orient spirituality of the Zen Buddhism, or that kind of thing. I was just drawn in a very natural way to that, those philosophies, I guess. But and then it took a long time to for me to get into the practice of mindfulness and presence and all these things. It took a long time to really know that was something that was completely a well-being way of that I wanted to live by the principles of presence and being in the moment and not allowing my mind, or just observing my mind. That's very important, you know, to observe your mind. But that's it has been very slowly developing. But there was always that interest in me, a very personal interest. And then I never had a clue that by doing what I love doing, photography, art, I was putting together those two practices that became, at least to me, became a very important part of my practice in making art, in being creative.
So the sense of observing your mind and of being present in the moment is something that kind of gradually developed.
Yes.
And you were not
20 years, probably. Yeah. 20 years, 25 years. Yeah, it took a long time.
But you were at first not aware of doing that while taking photographs.
No, it wasn't a logical or a rational practice or uniting. I was just that way. I was, I, yeah, I, I was drawn to that, and that was a very natural way of being. And then slowly I got into more knowledge and more understanding about that, and so I think it has to do with it's a practice. I call it the inner practice. And it's a very, actually, it's a very simple thing. I started meditating, I think, when I was probably 19 years old. And it was another complete mystery to me what was meditation. I didn't believe what it did, or I didn't see any use of it. There was no practical use, because our education has always, the education in the West has always, has never allowed to, in my way of seeing it, has never allowed to run the show, that way of being. We in the West, as I see it, it's always about a reason, our mind, and that's it. We put all the emphasis in that. But I think we all have a spirit, and we all have a soul, and it's important to be conscious about that.
Yeah,
to be aligned, and to be able to have also a very important thing that I call inner freedom, the inner freedom that allows you to go to where, to go to that space where you are yourself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How did you start noticing that you were having that inner conversation, that inner freedom, when you were taking photographs? What made you notice that?
It's interesting that there was never a practical in my life, there has never been a practical, like one saying, okay, I'm gonna do this to get that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the other way around. It's the, okay, you trust, you believe, then you take action, but it's not like I'm gonna do this in order to get this result. No, it's completely the other way around, where you go, okay, this is true, this is truth, my own guidance, and then discovery happens. Discovery happens in a way where you're not expecting something, and then it all of a sudden appears.
Yeah.
And it's because I'm not going the normal way of doing things, where you say rational, where the mind gets in, and okay, in order to get here, you have to do 1, 2, 3, 4. I have never been like that. That's probably why it has taken me so long. You know, it's probably, but I think that purity of doing things I can go by that, by my own way of doing things. Yeah.
So you follow that inner, that inspiration, that wanting to do, and see where it leads you, and things happen from that place, as opposed to having a plan.
Exactly. Like I'm going to give you an example. In 2016, I drove in Baja California, Mexico, to go see the whales. The whale migration from Alaska to Baja California. Whales come to Baja to mate and give birth. And I didn't know why I had this calling, this impulse to go see the whales. It was completely something irrational to me. And for years I had this impulse. It's like a whisper in your ear that something is telling, okay, go see the whales. You go, that's, you know, I'm not gonna do that. So after a while, I said, I'm gonna go see the whales just out of curiosity. I want to see. I want to know how. And so I drove about 1,000 kilometers to a remote site where the whales come in, and are in a lagoon, and when I arrived there, the camera and the photography were in the back, metaphorically and also in reality, were in the back of the car, and I was not concerned about the photographs. I was mainly concerned about getting there and seeing the place that I had been for years, wondering what. And I said to myself, this is the most beautiful place I have ever seen in my life. But what took me to get here was to be able to listen to myself, to be able to have this. And it felt also a discovery, but not only a discovery of the outside, but a discovery of myself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And to be able to and when I was there, I then all of a sudden it was, you know, photography is a lot about timing. And I arrived exactly at sunset somehow in this beautiful place. There was no one there, and a lagoon. And then I thought, this is the origin of the world. This is amazing. This is just incredible. And then also the element of having the courage to go to a place that I call the unknown, you know, to pass the limit of the known and to get into the unknown, and so many different elements had to come together, that it took me a long time to do that. And then the photography was the last thing, you know, the practical thing, was. So at that moment, I grabbed the camera and I said, I have to capture this. You know, I was extremely happy and feeling. And this trip alone really made a transformation in my life.
Yeah.
Because there was no fear, because there was, I was trusting myself. I was completely attentive and alert about everything. The driving was very difficult because for hours you don't see any town or anything. So driving alone is not that easy in these roads. And then at the end, I came to the most beautiful place I had ever seen in the outside and in myself. And then the photograph came at the end. So that photograph is like a piece of arm. It's like an arm or a hand. It's part of me. It became a part of me, and that's what I can describe of an experience.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Beautiful.
And after that, I went to see the cave paintings, and I went to see. I don't know. It's like being open to what you're. We're physical and we're spiritual, and the physical wants one thing, the spiritual wants the other. But it's very difficult sometimes to listen to the spiritual because we live in a noisy world, and that's when meditation helps a lot to reconnect with yourself, and especially if you're not in this busy life, especially if you're not feeling very well about something, or there's, you know, and so, and it's, and also I have noticed that there's what, when you do art, when you do photography, I noticed that you do it out of devotion, not, not out of out of something else. So as long as I do what I do out of devotion, a devotional act, it's then the outcome has to be good. Because there's no, it's something pure. It's like you don't, you're not thinking about the outcome. You're feeling that yeah, it's a devotional act.
And so what you were describing is that sense of spiritual sense of being able to hear what's happening inside, what's coming from inside, and that
Yes.
feels connected to something larger.
Yes, and that took a long time, that practice. It's very, it there's a mystery to that, you know, I think. But there's also a lot of well-being, a lot of healing, also an experience of what an experience, there could be also an experience of wholeness. You know, the word wholeness comes from whole, from heal, from unity. Wholeness is all that. It's we're in union with everything, and when you're in union with everything, you're in healing with everything. You heal everything by being in union with everything. And the problem I see a lot is in our lives, in our busy lives, is being detached from everything, not in union, and to become in union with everything is not an easy task in the world we live in.
So that's very important that we normally, a default mode is to be detached, separate. And
Yes.
the practice is to find a place to be inside and connected.
Yes, and all my practice in nature photography in is has to do with this connection with nature, with this union with nature, and not detached from nature. So in a way, your ego, yourself, everything sort of disappears, and you become part of everything. And that was the kind of transformation I had in this journeys that I took in Baja California. And it took yeah, it was wonderful. It was wonderful to be able to go through that, and being able to go forward and to pass all what I call all these limits. But there's still this mystery about the practice. There's always this thing of, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it again, you know.
Of course, of course, of course. Because it's
But
magic.
because it's magic, and then if you put that with photography there, that's also magic, but the experience is I can describe it as wonderful, and also simple. It's simple and profound, because so this sense of yeah, it's all. I think nature, the element of nature, is has become a profound, very important thing in my life, and it's the best education, not a rational education, because when you're in nature, you're close to life, and the problem with us human beings is that we make things, and then we get away from life, and that sometimes is not So finding the right balance is important.
Yeah. Great. So what I am hoping is that people who hear what you have to say will be interested in taking a camera, a phone, and start looking at the world, and at the same time start looking inside and see the magic open up.
Yeah, I hope that too. I think it's a call. It's something that if you do passionately, and if you, it will definitely make your life better. And again, all these simple things in life are very important.
Thank you, Pablo. This is part of the Active Pause podcast. To see more and subscribe to the newsletter, go to activepause.com.